This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Suncor Energy will pay more than $10 million for pollution violations at its refinery in Commerce City. CPR's Sam Brash reports it's the largest air quality penalty in state history.
The state announced the enforcement package Monday. It covers hundreds of pollution releases from 2019 to 2021 and requires the company to pay $2.5 million in direct fines. The other $8 million will bolster the facility against power outages, which regulators say often trigger pollution problems. Environmental groups and nearby residents welcomed the penalty, but said it took way too long and doesn't go nearly far enough to punish the company. Meanwhile, a Suncor spokesperson says it is making progress on cutting its emissions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
We'll have more on that story in about 15 minutes on CPR News. Meanwhile, Israel's war with Hamas has gripped Colorado politics from afar and got a lot closer today as the state Senate welcomed six family members of Israelis who were abducted in the October 7th terror attacks. Zahiro Shahar Moore told lawmakers his 79-year-old uncle is still captive.
It's important to talk to anyone and everyone that can help, that can do something to push the public opinion towards the immediate release of the hostages.
The Israeli government organized the trip, and the families also met with Governor Polis. Israel's response to the attacks has killed tens of thousands of civilians in Gaza, leading to calls for a ceasefire. That effort has made little headway with Colorado's leaders. You are listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.